Hello and welcome to Social Engineering Using Myers-Briggs. I'm Angelica and I'm here to inform you that all social interaction is manipulation, and if you believe that you do not manipulate people or socially engineer them or affect them in any way or judge them, then I don't think this is the right podcast for you, because every single thing that we say, and that's the only reason that we would even speak using language, is to convey some sort of desire. It's to create some sort of outcome. It's to gain some sort of result. It's either we do that badly or we do it well. If we do it well, we get the result that we want. If we don't, we fail at the result. And I find that often when it comes to judging other people, that's only really wrong, because let's be honest, right? I mean, we all judge people within a few seconds of meeting them. And I think we should all take a deep look into ourselves and ask ourselves the question, what is it actually that we're judging these people on? And can we not really find better systems for doing so? So are you judging people right now still based on like old school ideas, such as like the color of their skin maybe? Or are you judging people based on their appearance and how they dress? What makes a lasting first impression on you? Is it how active, well-spoken and charismatic somebody is? Or perhaps is it what you perceive to be the intelligence coming from their end? Now, the part that is both scary and very interesting about this and empowering is the fact that all of these techniques that do work, for specific people, can be learned in a much more accurate system. And the system, it has been around for over 100 years. It's been used. It's been proved. It is not, I'm not going to be talking to you guys about astrology or anything like that. I'm going to be talking to you guys specifically about the wirings of your brain, the unique wiring of your brain. Well, not so unique, to be honest, since they've now discovered that there's about 512 actual personality types in the world. And like, once you actually find your doppelganger, that's one of those 512, you not only look alike, but you sound alike. You actually, it's absolutely insane how much you can tell about that person if you're able to recognize that pattern. So it's all about pattern recognition and knowing which pattern to apply where in order to better interact, because social engineers, in other words, better interact, better meet the values of, and and therefore better have better relationships with the people that you're socially engineering, because we're constantly social engineering one another. And I think we should do it right. Firstly, let me just define the term social engineering, just so I don't get people too confused and scared and, what is she doing here? What is she teaching us? So, social engineering is the use of centralized planning in an attempt to manage social change and regulate the future development and behavior of society. So it can be used as the country's unique blend of an open economics, authoritarian politics, and social engineering. So in the context of information security, the use of deception to manipulate individuals into divulging confidential or personal information that may be used for fraudulent purposes. And yeah, that's in the context of information security. And a lot of people, I think, mix up these two. So I'm definitely talking about the first one more broad. And more broad, and doesn't have all to do with fraud. So it's one of those tools. What I'm discussing is I'm giving you guys systems and I'm giving you guys tools, and they can be used for good and for evil. So what you wish to do with them is really up to you, whether you want to use them to socially engineer somebody to feel amazing about themselves, or to feel that they are strong and empowered and can make it in the world, or whether you use that to take down your competition. That is completely up to you. I'm just providing you with the tools so that you may do this consciously, and yeah, and not float around thinking that you're not actually socially engineering, because you are. You're just doing it badly. So here's some tips, maybe. And for those of you who don't know what Myers-Briggs is, it is the MBTI type. It's the MBTI system of personality psychology. It is based on Union Analytical Psychology, which was first started by Carl Jung, a Swiss psychologist, like 100 years ago. And he discovered that we have eight specific cognitive functions, which are then divided into ways that we either learn information, and as well as the cognitive functions we use to make decisions. So then they're further divided into dichotomies of introversion versus extroversion, and further divided into dichotomies of sensing versus feeling, and thinking versus feeling, and sensing versus intuiting. So I'll explain these dichotomies, but if you'd like to find out more, you can go to any of the websites, such as 16personalities.com, and you can take a free taste there. You can go to my website, which is personalitycoach.co.za, and on the front page is a very accurate, quick taste you can take that'll give you the result, your four-letter code. Or just Google MBTI, Myers-Briggs. So it's the Myers-Briggs type system indicator, and it's been utilized, as a pseudoscience for some reason, because it's not been fully accepted by the psychological community. But, some things take a while to catch on, and there's a no doubt huge amount of people online that are starting to pick up on the validity of this system and connect with like-minded people. They're able to understand why it is that they are the way that they are, their brains work in the way that they are, to accept it, self-acceptance, and, just sort of be grounded in the idea that there is nothing wrong with you. You are actually, your strengths lie in being exactly as you are, and your weaknesses, once brought to consciousness, can actually be nothing but these adorable perks that, the right people will actually enjoy about you and will be happy to fulfill for you. So being conscious of this can really help you not only appreciate your own cognitive functions, preferred cognitive functions, preferred ways of learning information. You can appreciate your own uniqueness. You can you can acknowledge your own weaknesses and, find ways to minimize them. And later on, even better, you can begin to actually understand other people and how they differ. How perhaps in the past this might have caused some disagreements, and how we can better avoid those situations in future by simply appreciating and understanding that our brains work differently, and it's nobody's fault. Like, imagine a world with people that are just exactly the same. We'd definitely die out in that situation, I think. So yeah, I'm not going to, like, my whole thing here as well is also to not reveal my own personality type, because I want to just see via this, just your guesses, what do you think? Because I want to see how good we are all at typing, and I'm guessing that people who do find this podcast are going to be interested in Myers-Briggs, so I really want to hear from you. What type do you think I am based on this, based on the way that I am explaining all of this? I hope it's understandable so far, but it's basically quite complex systems, But once you break them apart, they're super easy, and then they get into your brain like a little virus, and then they just sort of stay there and they build and build and build, and you just can't get rid of them. But they are amazing systems for understanding and appreciating that we all have different strengths and different ways of experiencing reality. And I think that's what got me interested in this, is because I've always been aware of the fact that we live in these parallel realities, and we see more of what we believe than believe what we see. So we're getting more and more to a time when, we're sitting in the same room as people having a conversation that seems to be and where the people seem to be understanding each other, but yet if you record it and you play it over, or you try to have a conversation again, it's like, wow, we do not know or understand each other at all. And the more abstract we make it, which is what we're doing now, all these abstractions and big words, to describe broad concepts, don't work, because they are taking away from the actual idea. They are not building onto the idea. It seems like a distraction, and it seems like an excuse for us not to actually recognize what our full potential is, what how we are similar to those we admire, and how are the different ways that we can actually get along with each other. I mean, for myself, my life changed and my relationships with people changed since I really began to get to understand fully the cognitive functions, and not just the dichotomies, not just the letters, but actually going deep into how different people learn information, how that there are different roles for all these different communication styles, and all the different facets of your personality that are affected by these things that you can't even see, but the social engineer can. So beware, guys. You need to learn this stuff so that, if anybody does want to social engineer you, and without very good intentions, they will do it like this. So I'll definitely get into more episodes where I describe specific ones for each of your types. Feel free to ask questions and request, request a video about your type and what you would like to know and what interests you about it. But yeah, I think because of all these different ways that you can use it, it is an amazing tool. So yeah, I decided to start this podcast so that we can move a little bit more further away from discussing people and circumstances and events as main themes of our stories, and start discussing broad ideas that sort of that come to a universal whole. I really think that fitting these things such as interaction styles, such as communication styles.
So what we're looking to help you with specifically on a much broader scale is to understand and accept yourself. And by understand, we mean actually understand the unique wiring of your brain, and how what your preferences are for learning information and for making decisions, and that is you, and that is okay. The other thing is definitely just to embrace and discover your uniqueness, because that's what you have to share with the world, your weirdness and the things that other people actually do not come natural for other people. And that recognition also helps to realize that other people are also better at certain things than you. So we need that cooperation, and we need that recognition of each other's strengths that we might not possess ourselves. It can help you experience a lot less frustration and get along with a lot more people, because you stop expecting others to just understand you and turn and to be like you, because we all have just such different values, and the way we perceive reality is just so different that, to be honest, we are not in the same world. I think we need to respect the differences that we have, and also embrace the different functions we do share. And this can really help us encourage each other to become the best versions of ourselves. And yeah, and that's my aim here. So those of you social engineers who want to social engineer people to be awesome, go for it. And those of you who are just trying to rob, do fraud and all that stuff, then that's not going to work for very long. So, you know, it's much more better to empower others. So yeah, this is my first little intro podcast. It's a bit long, but yeah, I'll be getting better as I go along. Thanks for listening.